Today is St. Valentine's Day. Bosses at the Dutch Mail Service have realised that they have some serious competition from social media. After all, why go to the trouble of posting a card when you can flirt online instead? So, our correspondent Anna went to find out how the postmen and women are trying to keep the Valentine's Day card tradition alive.
Happy Valentine's Day.
We're inside a huge sourcing office in Amsterdam. It's one of the biggest in the Netherlands. This week, the Dutch Post Service has been offering money-conscious romantics an incentive to share their love the good old-fashioned way. All Valentine's cards will be delivered free of charge, provided they are... Jennifer, the intern here, is 23 years old. So how do the young people do it these days?
Yeah, Facebook and sending pictures to each other on WhatsApp. That's more common to that. Not sending Valentine's cards, actually.
So will you be sending a Valentine's card this year, or do you think receiving any?
Well, I hope I will receive some. Today I sent some to my friends and my boyfriend and to my parents.
So it's actually gone viral. That's kind of ironic that something so traditional would take off on social media.
Yeah, and the whole world is getting more quicker, and the real attention to each other is slipping away. And I think we have lost ourselves a little bit with all the social media, and we are trying to get it back. The number of Valentine's cards will be more than last year. I think we will increase with about 10%. And mostly I hope that through the whole year, people are embracing sending greeting cards again.
Put down your smartphone and let real love come through.
Now, researchers in California have given details of a telescope that they're building in an attempt to study a mysterious and powerful cosmic force called dark energy. This is accelerating the expansion of the universe, driving galaxies ever further from each other. Our science correspondent Pallab Ghosh has visited the laboratory where it's being put together.
The focus of research here has been shifting away from subatomic physics toward the stars. And I'm climbing up some stairs leading to a laboratory that was once used to detect mysterious stuff called antimatter. We can see they're building a metal frame.
So the discovery of what we call dark energy was one of the greatest discoveries in physics.